So can you talk a little bit more about the study itself and the key results?
Sure. Yeah. So Christine was a 444 patient trial. It was a randomized phase three study, 1-to-1 randomization of 6 cycles of T-DM1 pertuzumab versus 6 cycles of TCHP. And in this study, the PathCR rate endpoint, we were hoping T-DM1 pertuzumab, a much better tolerated regimen, would yield at least the same PathCR rate, if not better, than TCHP. However, 56% PathCR with TCHP and only 44% in T-DM1 pertuzumab. So a statistically significant inferior result with T-DM1 pertuzumab study did not meet its primary endpoint. But I'll tell you, I had a number of patients who did achieve PathCR with T-DM1 pertuzumab, very high-risk patients who had no disease at the time of surgery, and they were spared all of the chemotoxicity. So we're very interested in understanding, can we select patients who are going to potentially have a good outcome without standard chemo? At ASCO, we presented and simultaneously published the final outcome, which is 3-year event-free survival and invasive disease-free survival. The study wasn't powered to show differences in EFS or iDFS. What we did show was, not surprisingly, the 3-year event-free survival was inferior with T-DM1 pertuzumab. Event-free survival includes any progressions that occur prior to surgery. So it was 85% EFS for T-DM1 arm, and it was 94% for the TCHP arm. But if you look at the invasive disease-free survival, so how many patients had recurrences after surgery, either non-invasive or invasive recurrences or death, they're exactly the same, 92-93% iDFS for both arms if your starting point is the time of surgery. So the whole difference between the two arms is that there were more progression events in the T-DM1 arm. So to kind of pull this all together with the patient I told you about, we looked at the patients who had those local regional progressions, and we looked at the level of HER2 expression in those patients. And patients who had 1+ or 2+ protein expression of HER2 or HER2 heterogeneity or low mRNA, these are the patients who tended to have local regional progressions. But those patients with homogeneous, strong expression by IHC or high mRNA levels, those are the patients who did very well with T-DM1. So we can potentially begin thinking about doing a study, which I'd love to see, I don't know if it'll ever get funded, where we just take patients who are strongly expressing by protein. We know T-DM1 requires protein expression of HER2 for its activity. So only those patients with homogeneous 3+ expression, and see if T-DM1 does just as well as standard chemo in the neoadjuvant setting.
Well, that would really be interesting. He was also commenting, Ian was commenting on some of the immune work that's been done. I think it was more in the INFINITY trial, but do you think that's part of the puzzle also in terms of escalating, de-escalating therapy? People with better immune systems maybe won't need as much therapy, or they need more?
Yeah, it's possible. You know, there's a lot of work being done to look at tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes.
Right.